Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially fazed by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم and welcome to Cover Mode. I'm your host Rashan Isaacs. Today we follow up on the runway collection that Mariam Desai of Cherry Couture showcased at the weekend's African Fashion International Fashion Week, as well as check in on our values with Shanaz Moores, who will be joining me for a three-part series on our emotional well-being. And we know that sometimes it can be a roller coaster ride, but you either enjoy the ride or, you know, you throw up at the end of it. We will find out more about, you know, attaining those, the values that you would love to live with. But first, we're going to start off with a housewife with a passion for fashion for almost 30 years. Mariam Desai had always sewn her own dresses with people stopping her in the street to compliment her. So after her children had grown up, she decided to actively pursue this passion and share her vision. Starting with a bespoke collection of kimonos without patterns, she grew the brand to employing a seamstress and acquiring two sewing machines and started operating out of her garage. And we have in studio Mariam Desai. Assalamu alaikum, Mariam.
Wa alaikum salam, Rashan. Thank you so much for affording me this opportunity.
Afwan. Mubarak to you and your collection at Fashion Week. I was so glad to have sat right up in the front, getting it firsthand and seeing each of those gorgeous garments just take the runway. And even more beautiful was that they were also beautifully covered. I wondered if some of those models were actually Muslim. They look so mashallah, I must say. They look so mashallah.
And they had absolutely no problem in covering up. Because they, remember, they had to do the next segment,
yes,
which the hair had to stay in place. And it was so hot there on the day, you know. We thought that they're going to have a problem in covering up. Because remember, under the head,
yes,
piece that we used, there was a turban,
mm-hmm,
and there was the scrunchie also.
Oh.
So it was very, very hot. But they had no problem in doing it. And they looked beautiful.
Yes, they did. And it was a graceful runway.
Very,
you know,
very graceful.
And it's something you don't often see because, I mean, most of the times they half dressed or they don't even put something underneath. If it's something sheer, they have to wear the designer's garment as is.
Yes, that was our main purpose, to show the Western world. Because remember, this was the first time that Mercedes Fashion Week,
yes,
launched a modest
a
wear.
Modest wear.
So it was, mm-hmm, actually quite huge for us to come in and very daunting. But alhamdulillah, I think we pulled it off. Lots of learning curves,
yes,
along the way, but we take it in our stride.
And that's what I love about you and your brand, is that, you know, you take things in its stride, you perfect as you go along, but you're also open to learning at the same time. And I also hear from a lot of other designers as well within the community of how much you actually support them. And talking about support, it wasn't only Cherry Couture that was being showcased on that runway, was it?
No. The when we were asked to do Mercedes Fashion Week, coming in as modest wear line, I thought this was a perfect opportunity for me to showcase the rest of the world what Cape Town ladies are capable of doing. Remember, it's not Cherry Couture. You on the scene, you know, we have amazing designers in Cape Town, which is not recognized because we're not out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, if I'm going to do the Mercedes Fashion Week, obviously the Western, the color, the white community, will notice what we can do, what,
mm-hmm,
we're all about,
mm-hmm,
because there's amazing talent in Cape Town. So if I have the opportunity, if they could see what we can do, obviously maybe next year, who knows,
yes,
we can bring in a few more.
Mm-hmm. Inshallah. Well, how would you describe your DNA, your clothing DNA?
I think my daughter will describe what we could
do. We do have her daughter Farinaz in the studio today with us, as well as Mariam's sister Amina, who's, I'm not sure she's going to chat, but she is here for support. And I must say that's also just an extension of the kind of support that Cherry Couture and Mariam gets. Farinaz, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I know you're getting married soon, so Mubarak to you. So I don't think things are going to be stopping in the Cherry Couture home.
Not at all.
Yeah. So Farinaz, how would you describe the brand's DNA?
Okay, so for Cherry Couture, it's basically a combination of, obviously, I'm young. My mom obviously caters for the older woman, mm-hmm. so we do a combination of both. So it works for everyone, and we tend to move to more flowy, off-the-body items so that it's comfortable, even though it looks elegant and smart, but it's comfortable, mm-hmm. it's wearable.
You know, having worn a lot of Cherry, I think I've got probably one rail of Cherry Couture in my closet. And one thing that always appealed to me is that Cherry Couture has been able to, because I think Mariam also just knows my style, and it's both flowing but has this hidden silhouette at the same time. So it has that feminine appeal, whilst having a graceful sort of modest outlook as well, and it covered appropriately.
Exactly.
When
exactly.
We look
that's
at
what we tried
the
to do.
Inspiration behind the collection that you showcased on the runway this weekend, what was the inspiration for the MBFWCT for this collection?
Okay, so for this collection on Saturday past, we used the inspiration of my wedding, actually. So the black bow collection. Then we also used color tones, which is black, because black is basic, mm-hmm. it's always elegant, it's always flattering. Uh-huh. And then nude is currently trending, and gold we mixed for accessories because it matched the two. So
okay, and for those of you who haven't yet seen you know, the collection of on the runway, I have posted them earlier or just before the show on Cover Mode. You will also see them on Voice of the Cape. If you do have anything to ask or just to WhatsApp us, you can do so on 072-249-6665. We will also open the line on 021-442-3530. And that's if you just want to add into the conversation. We will be chatting about values as well. And it will be interesting to know, you know, fashion and values, because our style at the end of the day also pertains to the values that you've grown up with, or that you're instilled with. When we look at, you know, I also saw that on your bio on the Africa Fashion International website, it said that besides the inspiration for your line, due to being a relatively new designer, and as the saying goes, new kid on the block, the range has yet to be highlighted on the fashion platforms to be in contention for such accolades, because you haven't yet received accolades. But I'm thinking, I have received lots of accolades for Cherry Couture, because when I heard that Cherry Couture is going to be showing, so many people were trying to get tickets from me, and I'm like, I'm from the media. I only get two for me and my colleague. So, you know, people think I sit with a batch of tickets. So there was this real interest in terms of, we want to see Cherry Couture. There was a real big support coming from community, as well as from the people that you dress, and people that were just interested in seeing what this modest wear runway or collection was going to look like. So it definitely has its accolades within the community, who wanted to just be there and support you as well.
Yes, actually, the show before the first show got cancelled, we were sold out.
Oh my, that is brilliant. Just shows, right? In terms of the aims and objectives that you wanted to achieve with being part of a fashion week like this, what were you hoping to achieve by it?
Okay, first of all, we didn't apply mm-hmm. for Mercedes Fashion Week. We were asked mm-hmm. to do it. So it came as a big shock to us, a very, very big shock. And the head of SA Fashion, Brian, mm-hmm. contacted me last year. He gave me a phone call. I wasn't aware who he was at the moment, at that time, and I embarrassed myself totally. I said, you must go on my page. I thought he was a customer. You can go see my range. He said, no, my dear, I don't think you heard me correctly. I am Brian, and so on. And he asked me if I could do a fashion show with him. in the new year, that was last year. I didn't know what fashion show he was referring to. I said, no, that's fine. He said, his people will contact my people. I said, that's fine. I didn't want to tell him I don't have people. It's only me and my daughter. And then January, end of January this year, I received an email to say that it's Mercedes Fashion Week that we're supposed to do. So obviously that was a big shock for me. And as you know, we do day-to-day clothing.
Yes.
You can come into my home, to my sister's home. You can take something off the rail for a wedding, for a 21st birthday, for 50th birthdays. So we weren't ready for couture for Mercedes Fashion Week. Obviously, we had to put our heads together and make a plan. And alhamdulillah, within 6 weeks, we put that range together.
Wow.
And that I think everybody there, we worked with other designers, overseas designers, and they all were so supportive of us to say that we're on par with the rest of them. So alhamdulillah, that was great for us.
Alhamdulillah. I'm so, so happy. And, you know, you've also always had customer service before anything else.
Oh, that comes before anything else.
And I notice that whenever people ask me, you know, they're looking for something to wear or for a wedding, and I think that a lot of what they see on Instagram is your ready-to-wear or for the young as well. And then I say, go to Mariam, go to Cherry Couture. She will look at you and she will style you as you're standing there, because that's the experience I've had. And a lot of times when a woman comes and she's shopping at any mall, anywhere, retail store as well, they don't quite know what a garment is going to look like on them. And we tend to shop by looking at a catalog or looking at what the mannequin is wearing and thinking, it looks so lovely on the mannequin, I'm going to buy that, not realizing it doesn't really fit their style or fit their body type.
That's our main concern when you come. If you order something off Facebook or Instagram, I will always advise you, please come in. You have to fit on the garment, because remember, our bodies are all different. Maybe you're going to like that on the model. When you come to my house, that item is not going to look the same. So I stress to ask that person, please come in. So when you come in, I want to style you. Maybe you go out with something else. That's what I try to do. But we vary on customer service. You know, you can come 10 o'clock in the morning. You can come 10 o'clock in the evening. My doors is always open.
Brilliant. Shukran so much to all of you and for, you know, just gracing giving us that opportunity to be on the runway, because it's not just Cherry Couture. You're also speaking for the whole of the modest wear community when you showcase on a runway that mostly is seen as a mainstream runway. And now that they're realizing there is this modest wear customer that also wants to be, you know, addressed or wants something catered for as well. So shukran to you. I'm gonna greet you now. Please stay, because we might just, you know, get you in again.
Can I mention some people on this radio station?
I know you want to.
I wanted to say a big shukran to Get Covered, Auntie Faye. I hope she's listening.
Yes, she's also been on our show before.
Yeah, she's excellent. We have GQ Couture, good see ya. On the day, we were running short of people to style. Our timing was so short.
She
jumped in to help us. And then Ashika G, she made all the handmade pieces.
Lovely.
Shukran so much for all your help.
Afwan to shukran to all of you for your wonderful support. And that's just another way of, you know, the kind of support I was talking about. You get it from your from fellow designers as well. For Mariam, fashion is an exploration of everyday clothing. Her personal interpretation of fashion takes her clients out of their comfort zones, and her aim is to show that modesty can be fashionable. She's passionate, as you've heard, about style and making women feel confident. And with a penchant for people and fashion, she believes that it's not about what you wear, but how you wear it. So with that, shukran to Cherry Couture, to Farnaz, to Mariam, and to Silent Amina, Silent Partner, for coming in and for talking to us about your Fashion Week collection and about Cherry Couture. Shukran.
No, shukran to you for always thinking of us and promoting us. Shukran so much.
Afwan.